This is Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Healing for Life. For critically ill patients, the key to their survival is the ability to breathe effectively. Some patients who are critically ill or have significant trauma can develop a progressive, life-threatening condition in their lungs called acute respiratory distress syndrome, commonly known as ARDS. The main problem with ARDS is that the fluid leaks into the lungs, preventing adequate oxygen from getting into the blood. Intermountain Healthcare is working on finding the best way to treat these patients by researching a computerized clinical support device for patients on ventilators who have ARDS. And their research group now has some new help in this effort. Recently, the National Institute of Health awarded a $1 million grant to Intermountain Healthcare for ongoing research into ARDS. The grant will be used to study a digital ventilation support tool and work to standardize evidence-based treatment of patients with ARDS. The standardization can help decrease mortality rates, shorten hospital stays, promote easier weaning off ventilators, and improve the quality of life of the patient. Dr. Mark Breesacker, Intermountain's chief physician executive, said, "When physicians and caregivers use evidence-based practices, they are making care safer and better for patients." Receiving this grant underscores the importance of Intermountain's clinicians, researchers, and caregivers teaming up to help people recover from serious illnesses and get back to health. The ongoing research will work to find the best treatment for getting patients more quickly back on the road to recovery. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.